Speaking of hoops, let's get the latest on Dusty May, what he's doing and hitting the ground running as the new Michigan head basketball coach. Clayton Safey from the Wolverine.com, one of our Michigan insiders, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing well.
All right. Would you say Dusty May is going to load the Michigan roster with transfers he's comfortable with, that he can form a team with? What's the vibe you're getting from May early on?
Yeah, I think he's going to have to, and you've seen that process kind of play out. You know, he's reaching out to different transfers. I think they could, you know, potentially add some freshmen here as well. Late in the cycle, they do have one signee who we talked about last week, but Darrell Brooks from Grand Rapids Catholic Central. But they could add some more there out of late guys. He's trying to do that as well. But, a few developments over the last day. One, Yale transfer Danny Wolf, who is a 7-foot big man, played well in the upset win over Auburn in the NCAA tournament. Michigan's making an in-home visit with him today, so Dusty May will be doing that. And that could be potentially a big one. Michigan needs big men. They don't have any, probably want to add two at this point. So that one is big. And then they could add another big man in his former center, Vlad Golden, at Florida Atlantic, who was their second leading scorer the last two seasons. A very good big that helped them make that Final Four run. A few other guys from Florida Atlantic are in the transfer portal that Dusty May coached down in Boca Raton. So he could add those guys. Depending on, you know, if they want to just follow him, if he is open to that for some of them, you know, obviously mutual decision, but a few of them have hit the portal. So that's going to be a possibility. And yeah, I think they're going to have to fill out this roster with 6, 7, 8 transfers, depending on what happens with some of the guys that have the option to return.
Yeah, that was my next question, is how much new blood could you see on that Michigan roster? And you're saying upwards of 8. That's a big flip when you have a roster of what, like 14, 15, right?
Yeah, I mean, you have 13 scholarships to roll with, and Michigan only had 11 guys on scholarship last year.
How do you leave two guys off scholarship? I never understood that with Howard when I heard that story that they had two open scholarships that year, the University of Michigan, and you couldn't fill them?
Yeah, I mean, it does happen. They were trying to fill them. They did have Aaliyah, who was a kid from Argentina that was going to come. He had an issue with his visa, so that would have been 12. If you remember, Michigan State two seasons ago, I think only had 10 guys on scholarship. So Wow. It happens, because you're trying to fill it. And Juwan Howard was trying to get some transfers in, as we know, last offseason, but it just didn't happen. So you started at 11. A few guys run out of eligibility, a few guys jump in the transfer portal. You're sitting at 4 right now. I mean, some guys in the portal could come back if Dusty May wants them. I think that's a possibility for George Washington III, maybe Terrace Reed. But you're looking at, you know, pretty much an entirely new roster, just numbers-wise, with the amount of guys that are going to leave.
Clayton Safey from the Wolverine.com, one of our Michigan insiders, checking in on the Meyer guest line. Quick update on spring football. Any news out of Schembechler Hall?
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of good things about some of the young cornerbacks on the defensive backfield that need to step up, really, with what Michigan lost on the back end. But DJ Waller is a sophomore who's like 6'3" and long and athletic, who it sounds like has really come on there, as well as Jair Hill, who's also a sophomore, didn't play a ton last year, but was one of the highest rated signees in his class, in his freshman class a year ago, has stepped up both at corner and nickel, where they, you know, have to fill huge shoes to fill, with Mikey Sanders still leaving and being potentially first, second, third round draft pick. So that's such an important position in this Michigan defense. So it sounds like they got some guys that are stepping up there. Jaden McBurrows, who's a senior as well, stepping up. And then we talked to Tyler Morris, Michigan's wide receiver, today. He was really, the top guy returning in terms of production. They don't have a lot of guys that do have a lot of catches under their belt. And he said everybody needs to step up. You know, a few guys are at the wide receiver spot. Quarterbacks are all trying to get in sync. I think, Bill, the defense is way ahead of the offense at this point from what we've heard, which doesn't surprise you when it's spring ball, because that's kind of how it goes. But you got 10 new starters you got to replace on offense.
That's crazy. We'll see what happens. You can follow everything connected to Michigan football, Michigan hockey back in action a week from Thursday night in the Frozen Four in St. Paul, Minnesota. Everything Michigan at the Wolverine.com. Clayton, appreciate the update.
Thanks for having me.